Back to our beautiful center. Do you love it here as much as I do? Yeah. Yay. I do. It's beautiful. So, a blessing is upon us in this very moment. A blessing. What would you call it? I would call it good. I would name it gratitude. I would name it love. I would name it peace, serenity, courage, faith, truth, wholeness, inspiration. I could go on and on. The blessings of life are upon us all the time. All the time. Sometimes we merely need to open up and become aware of them. Sometimes they're very hidden. Maybe like me, you've experienced that. The hiddenness of our blessings. So today, I'm following up on last week when we spoke about gratitude. I know I did a lot of the talking and you guys did a lot of the listening, but I could feel the interchange. So, a blessing. In a blessing, we are demonstrating the power of our word and the degree of our understanding of that power. When we're blessing life, when we're blessing each other, when we're blessing our meal, when we're blessing an event, when we're blessing ourselves, we are demonstrating the power of our word and the degree of our understanding of it. So how we use our words. The starting point is at the center of our own being. And when we awaken to the divine within us, that's what happens, right? When we awaken to the divinity of God within, the love, the gratitude, the joy, the peace, the wisdom, it will reach out and embrace everything around us. When we know the divinity of God within ourselves, it expresses out here. Do we make it express out here? No, the answer is no, we don't. It's not a pop quiz. But we do know it here, and it shows up out there. The only place for us to get for that blessing to show up out there is to know it within. So we demonstrate our understanding of our word, the power of it, and we speak it with intention. We speak it with joy and with wisdom. For God, spirit, love, that creative thing itself is not separate from itself. It is showing up by means of us. Has anyone ever called you, I'm looking at you, a blessing? Well, let me do it now. You are a blessing. You're a blessing to me, because you're here right now in this moment. You're a blessing to our center. You're a blessing to the person that you're sitting beside. You're a blessing to the world. How will you show it? Just by being you. There's no trick. Just by being you. Who can give a blessing? Does it have to be a priest? Because if so, I'm in trouble. Can be anyone, right? I've heard some awesome blessings from four-year-olds. I've heard awesome blessings in just a silent with the eyes, a thank you. A blessing is recognizing and knowing and wishing, I'll use the word, from the very bottom of our heart, in total sincerity, the very best. The very best for a person, for a situation, for a condition, for an event. Wishing, hoping, knowing, let's say, intending. Let's remember about the power of our word. Let's remember that. So my intention is that we all experience the blessing of life, that we all know what it means when we craft a blessing in our heart and let it spill out into the world. And we craft our blessing with the intention of remembering. I think I could say it from heart, but I won't try to. In the glossary of that beautiful book, The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes writes that a blessing, I think I can do it from memory. A blessing is seeing and recognizing the divinity in another person. So we bless another person when we recognize the divinity of God within them. Okay? It's that simple. We bless another person when we recognize the divinity within them. That is a blessing upon them. We bless a person's business or their work when we see it rightly, when we see it as the expression of the divine. So let me ask you now, have you ever offered a blessing? You have, haven't you? Was it good? Will you do it again? You will. And you know what I love about this idea is that a blessing can be unintentional. We just do it without even recognizing that it's upon us. But intentional blessing, the intentional idea of recognizing and seeing the divinity of God within a person, within an event, within an occasion, within an experience, that does what? It does. It blesses us. And it lifts the vibration of the world. It doesn't just go out and do something out here. In fact, I don't know what it does out there when I offer a blessing, but I do know what happens within me. I do know the experience of love and gratitude and appreciation and well-being that wells up within me when I recognize the divinity within you. When I recognize the divinity, the right action within my life. So in those circumstances in my life where it's been a challenge to see the good, to see and recognize that this too is part of that perfect life that is God's life, and to relax in the awareness of knowing that I bless it, I bring my attention to my intention to recognize and know the divinity of God in that situation, in that condition. When we bless, we shine the radiant light of love upon this person. Many of you have sent blessings of love to me and my family, to Fred, to our son Alex, over the last 5 weeks. And those blessings have lifted us. Gratitude is often where we start with a blessing. They seem to go hand in hand. The blessing and the gratitude and the blessing. Wonder which one comes first. Doesn't really matter, does it? It doesn't really matter, because when we're blessing, there's gratitude. And when we feel gratitude, we are extending a blessing. They go hand in hand. And so, isn't it true that we all want to do something about the experiences that we're observing in the world of people treating each other so poorly? Where we're witnessing people doing horrific things against each other. Where we're witnessing people forgetting who they are and not seeing the divinity in the person around them. And so I can't go out there and find that person necessarily, but I can in my own mind and in my heart bless. That's tough, isn't it? I can bless life. I can start where I am. I can start with remembering that there's one life, and this life is God's life, and this life is my life, and therefore I am a part of it, and therefore my blessing goes out into the infinite life that is God. And I can remember the truth. Now, does that reach directly right across the universe into the soul of that person or that event? I don't know. Because we're all one, it does on some level. What it does do is it goes deep, right, laser, right in here. Right in here. The only place for the work to be done, folks, is right here. It's right here. Who I am matters. How I'm being in the situation matters. What I'm saying about it matters. This is the place of power. It's right here. So, yes, things happen. And yes, I get upset. And yes, I cry and I scream and I question. And then I return to remembering that the blessing is upon me, that I have been blessed in this life to recognize and know that who I am matters, that my voice matters, that my action matters, that my love matters, and that how I share my love and how I share my wisdom and how I share that which is God within me is making a difference in the world. So again, I return to here, to the center of my own being, and I say, okay, let it be with me according to your word. And what is the word? The word is love. The word is gratitude. And the word becomes a blessing unto my life. And when the word is a blessing unto my life, it is a blessing for those around me. Have you noticed that how you are is reflected back to you by the people around you? Maybe sometimes, right? Maybe sometimes. Have you noticed or have you played with the idea of change your thinking, change your life? When you change what you're thinking about changes? Have you played with that a little bit in your life? Well, it's kind of fun to do, isn't it? And to recognize and know that when I am seeing the truth and remembering and recognizing and blessing life, it blesses me in return. Should you give a blessing every day? Well, should is kind of a harsh word, but we could. We could start every morning, as Debbie said, and say, huh, is it going to be a good day? I don't know. Maybe. Could I go with that? Maybe. We could wake up and bless the day and bless our experience in it and bless our good. And what would that look like, I wonder, if I was to bless the day as I rose in the morning? In my world, it looks like thank you. It looks like, thank you, here I am. Here I am. Let Spirit move through me today. Let me experience and express the divinity of God within me today. Let me remember and acknowledge and know that who I am meeting is God in expression. What if I was to bless my family every morning? What would that look like? I have family here, lots of you, my spiritual family. I have my husband here. It would look like remembering how much I love him and then behaving accordingly. Oh, yeah. It's easy to say it, right? Oh, I love you. It would look like, oh, I am so blessed by your presence in my life. and then behaving accordingly, and then taking that with me through my day. Is there someone you're thinking about that you would offer a blessing to? Anyone? Yeah. So I think that blessings are so personal and so individual and so beautiful and so creative and so powerful and so inspiring. And I think that oftentimes you guys are such generous listeners, and sometimes I think maybe you'd like to hear from someone else about what I'm talking about. So I'm not going to put anyone on the spot because I already did. I think when we share our blessings, just like last week when I invited you to share your gratitude, did anyone remember to do that? Who remembered? Yay! The rest of you, come back next week. I'm kidding. Come back next week anyway. When we share our gratitude, did you notice something happened? Was it beautiful? It is indeed. And when we share our blessings, do you know what happens? It does come back to you, and it ripples out into the world. So I'm going to invite us to share some blessings. And a blessing is so personal, it can be anything that you want it to look like. So you might think I'm kidding. Ah, you're off the hook, Fred. Had a hand go up. It'll be fine.
In my other life, is it on?
Is it on?
Yeah, okay. In my other life, I'm a garden docent at the historic Rancho Los Cerritos. And one of the most powerful moments for me is when I round the corner and I talk about the heavenly bamboo and how when you present someone a present with the leaves or the berries of the heavenly bamboo, then you're bestowing a blessing upon that person.
Ooh. Come on, Fred. What does your blessing look like? Tell us who it's to or for, what it's about, and then offer it.
Well, certainly it's this one person standing on the stage. And also my family. It's my daughter's 30th birthday today, so it brings to mind that wonderful blessing of her birth and her presence in our life. And then certainly with my son and his coming back to health after his accident. I am blessed that he is fully functional and healing.
My life is blessed and it shows. How does it show, and how will you extend your blessing today? Don't be shy. I'll bring it to you if you don't want to stand up here. Oh, I'm a good waiter. Mm-hmm.
The teacher in me is always ready to talk. I have been in transition for a couple of years now. I moved from Yorba Linda to Hawaii to Catalina, and this week I moved to Huntington Beach.
Welcome.
And one of my favorite things is that I could go back to my church. And, you know, I've missed it. And so I'm very grateful to be back. I'm very anxious to be of service in any way I can to the community.
What is your name? The blessings are upon us, are they not? Welcome home. Who has a blessing? Ah, and then I'm coming back to you, Doris.
Oh,
the Doris behind you.
Yeah. the blessing that I received is attending that 10V class that Doris Polardi taught. And it is a wonderful book by Ernest Holmes. This is my life. And it's just after all the time I've been practitioner since 94, and I'm thinking, I've never read anything like this. And I found it a blessing. I really feel it's blessed my life. It's blessed the people I meet. And my daughter is over this weekend, and we had some wonderful conversations. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you for this teaching. I am blessed.
Ah, my life is blessed and it shows.
Well, this is more about giving a blessing. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for me to give a blessing to this person who happens to be our president. And I know that the more people that can bless him, the better our world will turn out.
So we see the divinity of God in all life. And in that way, we bless.
Thank you, Betty. I feel blessed by you talking about the class, and I feel very blessed to have been the facilitator of the class. Everyone worked at it, and everyone participated, and it was truly a blessing to be the facilitator.
Mm. Any more? Do you feel a blessing upon you?
I do.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I want to bless my siblings. I have an older sister and two younger brothers, and I want to bless their journeys and their unfoldment and truly see them for the light that they are. I live amongst them every day, so you know how that can be. And so I am claiming now, stepping into seeing their divinity and their light in each moment that I can, and truly blessing them for who they truly are, which is truth.
Mm. Thank you, Anise.
Thank you. My name's Stephen. I don't speak very much here, but I think I have something to do here. I think we have been blessed as a congregation with Fred and Patty coming into our lives. And I noticed this morning that I was finally getting up with enthusiasm, looking forward to going to church instead of something I should do or had to do or wanted to. I was, for some years, I was coming here because of my friends and the other people in the congregation, sticking it out with them. And now you've inspired me to actually stand up and speak. I think that's quite a that's quite an achievement.
Thank you, Steve.
I don't know if I can say this. I'd like to bless my husband. I think that he's had a difficult life at times, and I want to bless him to know how precious that he is.
Thank you, Donna.
I am blessed to be back here at this church. And we are reopening the bookstore. And that is a blessing for me because it has always been a baby of mine. Mm-hmm. So I welcome everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Notice your hearts are opening a little more. Notice you're feeling the love and the beauty of life, the goodness of life. That's what a blessing does. Thank you. And when we're privileged to witness a blessing, oh, right? What a privilege it is to witness the goodness in life. What a great way to say to God, Spirit, the Almighty, yes, I see you, I hear you, I appreciate you, I witness you. Ah, our blessings are upon us. Let's actually share them. Let's actually bring them to life. Not to manipulate, not to change, but to lift, to remember, to be one, to live in that divine goodness that life is. Start simple. It's okay.